It feels like a shift in the air out here. The cryptocurrency market has really taken a hit following that brief period of optimism. Honestly, it's a tough week to watch, especially with all those geopolitical headlines throwing us off balance.
That sentiment is definitely palpable right now. Let's look at the numbers, though. Bitcoin is currently standing at $66,272 and has declined for 4 consecutive days. It's a significant correction that we can't ignore.
Yes, and this downturn isn't happening in a vacuum. It coincides with a massive surge in oil prices. We're seeing fear of energy shortages driven by escalating tensions in the Middle East involving major powers like the US, Israel, and Iran.
That's the crucial context. The primary thesis here is that while geopolitical conflict initially triggers a safe haven narrative for risk assets like Bitcoin, the economic consequences of that conflict often outweigh the initial sentiment boost.
I see where you're going with that. Initially, investors viewed rising tension as an opportunity to hedge against instability. It feels like a logical first step for many traders.
That was the hope, but as the situation evolved, traders recognized that political volatility frequently correlates with broader economic disruptions. Specifically, when energy markets become unstable due to conflict risks, inflation expectations tend to rise sharply.
And that ties everything together. Oil serves as essential fuel for the global economy, including the infrastructure required to maintain blockchain networks and data centers. We can't forget that digital currency relies on physical energy too.
Absolutely correct. The connection between oil prices and digital currency performance is direct and critical in the current landscape. When oil prices spike, production costs increase across various sectors, which inevitably leads to higher inflation.
Navigating high inflation is a primary concern for central banks worldwide. It puts them in a difficult position.
To manage currency value and combat inflation, governments are often forced to tighten monetary policy. These conditions create an unfavorable environment for speculative assets like Bitcoin, causing investors to pull capital away from riskier investments and seek stability in traditional safe haven assets or currencies.
So, as oil prices hit new highs due to supply fears, Bitcoin faces increased selling pressure. It really is a delicate balance between fear of war and fear of inflation.
Exactly. For traders navigating this complex intersection of news cycles and economic fundamentals, the outlook remains cautious. While some market participants view conflict-driven dips as opportunities to buy the dip, others are prioritizing concerns regarding the long-term impact of energy costs on purchasing power.
It feels fragile out there right now. The current trend is bearish over the short term.
The combination of 4 days of decline and rising oil prices indicates that market sentiment is indeed fragile. Investors are closely monitoring whether this correction stabilizes or if further macroeconomic pressure continues to weigh down prices.
In conclusion, while Bitcoin has demonstrated resilience in previous cycles, it cannot ignore fundamental economic shifts such as energy crises. The current drop highlights how interconnected global markets have become. A spike in oil prices can quickly ripple through to digital asset valuations.
The market is currently reacting to the realization that geopolitical tension impacts not just sentiment, but the underlying cost of production and macroeconomic stability. As long as inflation remains a pressing concern for central banks due to energy costs, speculative assets will face headwinds regardless of political headlines.